We turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The University of Washington football team opens its season this weekend. The Huskies play Auburn Saturday afternoon. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal tells Morning Edition host Kristen Kendrick it's a big game for a team that's expected to have a stellar season.
Art, the Huskies are certainly starting off this season with a bang.
They are. This is a big game against Auburn, and they're part of the Southeastern Conference. They're calling it a neutral site in Atlanta, but that's only 170 miles from the school's Alabama campus. You know, it's hardly a neutral site. It's the college football equivalent of Mordor. There's scary things going on down in the Southeast Conference, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Huskies playing the ninth-ranked team in the country. The Huskies came out in the first Associated Press poll ranked sixth. So this is a top-10 clash. And the last time the Huskies met a top-10 team in the opener was in 1962.
Wow.
When they played the Purdue Boilermakers at Husky Stadium in a 7-7 tie. So it's been that long since this has happened. And, of course, there's been all sorts of criticism about the Huskies playing a soft schedule.
That's right. It's certainly not a cupcake schedule this year.
Right. That was the, I guess I call it a Betty Crocker slur last year, because ESPN said this is a cupcake schedule. They even had a sideline reporter with three cupcakes during a game and broadcasting this out. And so they mocked the Huskies. They mocked Chris Peterson. He was really upset, said so, got an apology out of ESPN. But really the best revenge in something like this is to win on the road against a quality opponent, a top 10 team like Auburn. If you can beat them there, then you are in the driver's seat. Lots of people think the Huskies are going to win the Pac-12 conference. This is probably the best team in Chris Peterson's five-year tenure.
Well, speaking of how the Huskies have done under Coach Chris Peterson, the last two seasons, they did pretty well.
Auburn is of the caliber of Alabama, whom they met in the college football playoffs 2 years ago and lost, as well as Penn State. They met in the Fiesta Bowl last year and lost. So this game is setting up as the breakthrough moment, the big opportunity for the Huskies to be a genuinely well-regarded national powerhouse. And they're only a 1.5-point underdog, so a lot of people think it's possible they're going to pull this off. And I think they actually might win by a touchdown or two. And one of the reasons I say that is because they have, and I want to give you these names just because this is what I think is the best defensive backfield in the country and maybe ever in Husky football. JoJo McIntosh, a senior, Jordan Miller, a senior, Taylor Rapp, a junior, Byron Murphy, a sophomore, and Austin Joyner, a junior. These five guys are the best that we've ever seen here. Watch how they play. Watch how they shut down Auburn's passing game.
And they're joined by the great tandem of seniors, quarterback Jake Browning and running back Miles Gaskin.
Yes, this is a rare tandem in Pac-12 history. These guys have started for all 4 years and have been good all 4 years. In fact, Gaskin has rushed for 1,000 yards in his first 3 years. If he does that again, he'll be the first back in Pac-12 history to have done so. And that's saying something, given the quality and talent that has been in that position in this conference. So it's really something to watch. Jake Browning has recovered from a shoulder surgery, and he's going to be a lot stronger this year than he was in his junior year, because he had a mediocre, for him, performance last year. So I really think that Gaskin and Browning together are a great offensive tandem, and then the defensive backs are really going to shut down Auburn. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and no more cupcakes.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.